Welcome to Fricky Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. And so I'm going to be going through an episode of Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, and connected to teachings from the Bible. Now, at the end of this episode, I will be announcing what direction I'm going to be going at the conclusion of this, because this was the season finale for Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War. I could go in any direction. It could be a comic book, another anime, manga, movies, whatever. If you can be a fan of it, I can talk about it. The name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So before I get into the episode, I want to give a special thanks to Countryman Sopa, Jake Ellis, and Shiru Emiya. I want to thank each of you for your recent comments that you've posted on my YouTube videos and the words of encouragement. So I really do want to thank you for that, and I do appreciate it. Also, for those who have been listening to the podcast since the beginning, a few episodes back, I crossed over the 100th episode mark. It kind of slipped my mind, but I just want to thank everyone for the support, the downloads, and subscribing to the show all these years. So I just really appreciate it, and I'm very grateful for it. All right, so on with the show. So this episode, we are covering Black. That is the title of the episode. And as I said, this is the season finale, so the action is high in this one. So we see Squad Zero facing the Royal Guard and their Volstagg states. Now Hashwa and Uryu are not in there, so they're the only ones that don't have their Volstagg activated at this moment. And so, you know, don't forget Royal Guard, Schutzstaffel, those are the, you know, interchangeable names for both of them. And so we see the fight with Squad Zero, and they start putting the Schutzstaffel on the ropes. And so each of the members of Squad Zero take a different member. Of course, the beginning of the fight is Uetsu getting shot by, the X-Axis Sternritter. And they think Uetsu might, be dead, but luckily he's saved. He's stitched back together by Senjimaru, and so that's rather fun and impressive, and he's back to normal. But like I said, so they start fighting, and then the Schutzstaffel, they turn the tables. They start fighting back and start kind of putting the fight in their favor. And so it's looking like they're rather even. Gerard makes the comment that, it's like, the Royal Guard, the Squad Zero do mention that they are in fact more powerful than the entire 13 Court Guard squads put together. And so, Gerard makes the comment, is like, oh, well, if you guys are more powerful than 13 court guard all by yourselves, then, they're not that impressive. And they're like, ha, and they laugh it off. They're like, we haven't even been using the power of one entire court yet. And so that's rather impressive. So that means that in all technicality, if we follow the math, that means that they're not even fighting at 1/13 of their power yet. And so that's, it's one of those things where I'm just kind of like, ooh, fascinating. But then what they decide to do is the rest of the members cut themselves, and you see all this blood coming out of their necks. And so everyone in Squad Zero does it except for Ichibi and Senjimaru. And they cut themselves, and this releases the blood seal, keeping the others from using Bankai, keeping any of the members of the Squad Zero from using their Bankai. So Uetsu says that Senjimaru is the one who's going to kill everyone here, So that's when the rest of them cut their necks. And so then, you know, this perplexes the squad or the Royal Guard. And so then Senjimaru releases her Bankai. And so each member of the Schutzstaffel get wrapped up in a different element and a type of fabric. And seemingly all six of them that are there are taken out by it. Then on the other side of this episode is we see the fight between Ichibi and Yawaba in this episode. Now, in the beginning, the very beginning of this episode, Yawaba had just used the Asvalan technique, powering himself back up and reviving the Schutzstaffel and increasing their power. And so, you know, they fight, and but each time, you know, Yawaba starts to fight back, Ichibi's like, no, 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 no. Basically kind of like slaps him back with his giant, you know, calligraphy pen sword. And so the two fight, and Ichibi ends up releasing his Zanpakuto to his Shikai form. And then, you know, painting everything, he starts painting everything in black, and Yawaba's like, well, forget this, I'm just going to steal your techniques. He tries to steal Ichibi's power, and it does not work. And so then Ichibi says, like, all right, well, I'm, you know, he releases his Bankai, which he goes on to describe as like, yeah, this is technically, this is like the first Bankai, the way Ichibi describes it, this is the first Bankai ever made. So it was before even Bankai was named. Because remember, that's Ichibi's big thing, is names. And so he eventually ends up, as they continue their fight, he casts Yawaba completely in black. And then with his Bankai power, he renames Yawaba as a black ant. And then he uses his power to smash Yawaba, and we see him falling away from the royal palace and getting smashed. And that is the end of the season. So if I have heard my information correctly, no, don't hold this against me. I'm understanding that there are two more parts still to this story arc. There's at least one more story arc for sure. I'm assuming there's going to be two. So this is clearly not the end. We'll see what happens. And I am thoroughly looking forward to seeing what comes next. All right. So let's talk about the biblical theme. The biblical theme comes from Job chapter 41, verse 11. This is what it says. Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine. Now, I chose this Bible verse because of Yawaba's earliest statements in this episode, where he says that everything that is here is for him to take. Yawaba believes that it is up to him to remove the Soul King, and so he can have everything and make it right in his image. And you know, he kind of comes off as this child, very childish, and you know, he's giving off this idea that this is kind of owed to him. So I chose this verse because of what Job went through. So this is God speaking to Job, and he's answering Job's questions. So just as a reminder, if you've not studied the book of Job, Job faced numerous trials at the hand of Satan, but never once did he flounder in his faith in God. Now, that is what is always pointed out about Job. His faith never floundered, but he did question. So questioning is never a bad thing, as long as we remember this response from God. He says, he's reminding us that everything under the whole heaven is his. And so even though Satan took so much from Job, he took lies, he took his wealth, he took his health. Now, he never killed Job, but I mean, he gave him bulls, and his friends were of no help. The people around him were, you know, he's like, just curse God, you might as well get it over with. But Job never did that. He says, like, you know, I don't understand what's going on, but I know that God is with me. So I chose this because of, you know, the statement that Yahweh has that, you know, he's like, everything is mine. It's like, no, no, no. You know, each of you is like, no, everything belongs to the Soul King. And so for us, this is a reminder that, you know, God is telling Job, is like, everything belongs to me. And yes, there is suffering and there are trials in our lives. And it can make it very difficult to trust God. And you listening to this right now, you might be facing a hardship of your own. But I want to tell you that God is with you. And that, yes, it might seem like you're getting this unfair amount of negativity and trials put before you. But we have to remember what God did for us. That he sent his only son for each one of us. That yes, things were difficult. But in the life and the death and in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God gave us everything. And so does that mean that life is easy? No. But it does mean that our life with God is secure when we receive Jesus Christ into our lives. So don't hesitate. Don't wait. Receive Jesus now. Amen. So how am I going to rate this episode? This episode was great. The action was good. We had each of the members of Squad Zero doing some of their different skills. Not a whole lot, but it was still great. And ultimately seeing Senjumaru's Bankai, Ichibi's Bankai, it was really great. So this was a perfect 5 episode. So this episode is wonderful. It's great. Watch it. Because it's going to be setting up so much more. And I just really enjoy it. So it's perfect 5. Alrighty. So what is coming next while Bleach goes on hiatus? So I'm going to get a drum roll. All right. It's going to be a return to Demon Slayer. Just as a reminder, I have watched the first 2 episodes of the anime. And I love reading manga, and I have the Shonen Jump app subscription, so I can read just about any, you know, a whole bunch of different manga from start to finish. And I really do thoroughly enjoy reading manga. But what I decided to do with Demon Slayer was that I've only read the first 10 chapters of the manga. I have a general idea of how some things go just because of spoilers and stuff on the internet. But I have never watched much and I haven't read much of Demon Slayer. So when I watch each of these episodes, it's going to be coming from an unknowing experience of what's going to happen. And so I'm really looking forward to it and doing that with you. And so I'm going to do Demon Slayer. And until Bleach comes back. And I might change it up a little bit later as well, but as of right now, I'm going to be on Demon Slayer. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And go release your Bankai.